Welcome to the lesson. Today we're taking a raw Amen-style sampler rack and turning it into something way more useful. A polished, DJ-friendly drum and bass drum instrument in Ableton Live 12. And by DJ-friendly, I mean this rack should already feel like it belongs in a real track. It needs a clean intro, a hard-hitting drop, some useful variations, and an outro that makes mixing easy. So we're not just trying to make the Amen sound cool by itself. We're making it work in an actual DNB arrangement. That's a huge workflow win, because in jungle, rollers, darker bass music, and neuro-influenced styles, the break is often part of the identity of the track. If you can prepare one Amen rack that feels arranged, controlled, and flexible, you'll write faster and finish more music. Let's build it. Start with a fresh MIDI track in Ableton Live 12 and drop in a drum rack. Inside that drum rack, load your Amen sample into a sampler on one pad. For this beginner setup, keep it simple and use slice mode in Sampler. Set the slicing to transient so Ableton catches each hit cleanly. Take a moment to zoom in and check the slice markers. You want the kicks, snares, hats, and ghost hits to be captured in a way that feels playable. If the sample is long or noisy, trim the start and end so the rack responds quickly. In drum and bass, that fast response matters because you'll often be editing, duplicating, and rearranging breaks all the time. Now here's an important mindset shift. Don't try to use every single slice just because it exists. Focus on the slices that actually drive the groove. That usually means the main kick, the main snare, a couple of hat slices, maybe one or two ghost hits, and a tail or cymbal slice for transitions. If the layout feels messy, duplicate the rack and make a cleaner performance version. Keep the strongest pieces. Put the main kick in an easy spot, the main snare in another obvious spot, and keep hats and ghost notes nearby. Mute anything you don't need yet. That's the first big teacher tip here. Treat the rack like a performance instrument, not just a loop source. You want to be able to trigger the important hits fast, whether you're drawing notes in the piano roll or playing them on a controller. Next, let's shape the sound a little. Add some simple stock processing. On the full break chain, EQ 8 is your friend. If there's rumble, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, cut a little around 180 to 350 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, give it a small boost somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add saturator. Start small, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. If the break is peaking too sharply, turn on soft clip. After that, drum bus can help glue it together. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use boom lightly, or skip it entirely if your bass line already owns the low end. Add just enough transient to sharpen the attack. The key here is don't overcook the break. A polished Amen should still breathe. You want impact and energy, not crushed white noise chaos. If one slice is much louder than the others, adjust that pad's level and drum rack instead of smashing the whole thing with too much compression. Now let's make the rack hit harder in a mix. A lot of modern DNB breaks work better when the Amen is supported by a cleaner reinforcement layer. So duplicate the drum rack, or create another lane with a kick and snare layer underneath. You can build that layer with simpler and a couple of one-shot samples, or with a second drum rack. Keep it subtle. For the kick layer, aim for extra body without fighting the sub. For the snare layer, a little weight around 180 to 250 Hz and a bit of snap around 2 to 5 kHz can go a long way. Blend that layer underneath the Amen until the groove feels stronger, not obviously layered. That's a classic drum and bass move, especially when you want the break to stay clear under a heavy bass line. Now for the real arrangement part. We want this rack to be useful in a track, not just good in isolation. So create at least two versions of the groove, a full drop version and a DJ-friendly intro or outro version. For the full drop, keep the main Amen, add ghost hits, maybe a few extra hats or fills, and let the snare stay dominant on the backbeat. For the DJ-friendly version, strip things back. Remove some of the low-end heavy kicks, reduce ghost notes, and leave more space in the first 8 or 16 bars. Keep the snare and hats clear so a DJ can blend it with another tune. This is where thinking in phrases really helps. A common DNB structure might be an 8-bar intro, then a 16-bar main drop, then an 8-bar switch-up, then another 16-bar section, and finally an 8-bar outro. If your drum rack already has a version for each roll, you'll finish tracks faster and with less frustration. Now let's add groove. Drum and bass lives or dies by feel. If every slice is perfectly on grid, the Amen can sound stiff. Try using a groove pool groove with a subtle swing feel. Keep it light, maybe 10 to 25%. Apply it to the MIDI clip, not everything in the project. If the break still feels too rigid, Nudge some ghost hits a little early or late in the MIDI editor. Keep the snare mostly locked, and let the ghost notes and hats move a bit more. Don't shift the kick too far unless you really know what you're aiming for. That kind of small movement is what gives you that rolling jungle push. It makes the break feel human, which is especially important when it's sitting against a solid sub-bass. Speaking of bass, let's make sure the drum rack leaves room for it. Your amen has to work with the bass, not fight it. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low rumble. Keep the breaks true low and under control if your sub is doing the heavy lifting. And if the snare gets too harsh, gently tame around 7 to 10 kHz. Listen like an arranger now. If your bass line is busy, mute a few of the busier kick or hat slices during strong bass phrases. That call and response approach is huge in darker bass music. It keeps the low mid range from turning into mod and helps the drop feel intentional. Now we can make the rack feel like a real track element by automating movement. Auto filter is especially useful here. Try a low pass filter on the intro so the break opens up into the drop. For the outro, try a high pass filter to clear the low end and make mixing out easier. You can also use reverb and delay for little transition moments. Maybe a short reverb on a snare just before a change, or a little delay throw at the end of a phrase. Utility is handy too if you want to pull the gain down briefly before a drop for a tiny tension dip. A simple example could be this. Bars 1 to 4 are a filtered amen with light percussion. Bars 5 to 6 open the filter and bring the snare forward. Bars 7 to 8 add a little fill or delay throw. Then bar 9 lands the full drop. That's a super effective beginner approach because it gives the drums a clear job in the arrangement without getting overly complicated. Once the rack feels right, save time by committing the best version. You can freeze and flatten the track, or resample the drum performance to audio and keep both the audio and the original rack. Audio makes fills and transitions easier to edit, keeps the project lighter, and helps you make faster arrangement decisions. That's a big deal in drum and bass sessions, because projects can get overloaded fast. Keeping both versions gives you flexibility while still pushing you toward finishing. Finally, save the rack as a reusable template. Give it a practical name like Amen Rack Clean Drop, Amen Rack DJ Intro, or Amen Rack Dark Rollers. If you want, build a small template project around it with a bass track, a return for reverb and delay, and maybe a reference track slot. That's one of the most underrated workflow moves in the whole lesson. In DNB, speed is creative freedom. If your rack is ready, before you start writing, you'll spend more time arranging and less time rebuilding drums from scratch. Let's quickly recap the big ideas. Slice the amen into a usable drum rack instead of just flooping it. Keep the strongest kicks, snares, hats, and ghost hits. Use stock Ableton devices like EQ8, Saturator, and Drum Bus to shape the tone. Build both a full drop version and a DJ-friendly intro or outro version. Use subtle swing and ghost note movement to make the groove feel alive. Leave room for the bass line and keep the low end under control. Save the rack as a reusable template so your next track starts faster. If you can turn one amen into a clean, structured, mix-ready rack, you've already got a major drum and bass workflow skill. And that skill will pay off in every tune you make. Now go build it, test it, and make that break hit like it means business.